This weekend, the Blue Angels will roar over our heads and hydroplanes will barrel through the waters of Lake Washington, all part of Seattle's annual Seafair celebration. But Seafair isn't the only party in town this weekend. The first ever Seattle Art Fair kicks off later today. Some local galleries will be there, but they are outnumbered by galleries from other places like Hong Kong and New York. Collectors look forward to checking out work from big artists represented by big galleries. It's called the Seattle Art Fair, but it is not a showcase for local art. Jen Graves writes about visual arts for The Stranger. I asked her whether a big international art show like the Seattle Art Fair might actually be good for local art and local artists. Her response, maybe.
I've sort of laid it out this way, that there's a best case scenario and a worst case scenario. Best case is that there's more interest and plain old awareness that Seattle artists are alive and well. Worst case scenario is that they do this great big thing and make all these promises and it kind of flops. And then people go, you know, Seattle's not such a great place for art anyway, which is what people already believe. So it really, you know, we kind of have nothing to lose. We do have some to gain. And I will say, you know, I mean, Seattle artists are at such a disadvantage. It's so silly just by their geography. So it'll be nice to, I hope, have some people going, oh, what this person makes is actually interesting. Like, imagine.
Is there a sense of happiness among the local arts community that Seattle Art Fair is happening, or whether there's also tinges of resentment that, you know, you've invited all these big rollers and we're not part of that?
Oh, yeah. I think it's both of that. I think that's absolutely the right diagnosis. I mean, it's both, right? Like, well, we're not being included, and sort of like, well, but, you know, I mean, you don't even know us anyway, so how could you possibly imagine how good we are, you know? And the fact is, Seattle artists get short shrift all the time, so they're right to be irritated. It's irritating.
There is a second fair that is being staged, I think, at the King Street Station. Mm-hmm. It's called Out of Sight, and this is strictly local, correct?
It is, 100 local artists. I'm not sure whether they're really calling it a fair, but they're definitely looking at it as a satellite. So,
I mean, you can buy art there.
You can.
Is this an act of protest, an act of adjacency? How would you describe it?
Maybe in true Seattle form, it's both.
These two venues, the WAMU Theater, which is the CenturyLink Field Event Center, and the King Street Station, are in very close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Will you see bleed over? Will there be will the high rollers from Hong Kong and New York jaunt over to King Street Station?
I really hope they do. I really hope they do. If I have to stand out there and lead them, I mean, what I'm really hoping is that I will run into some sort of consultants from out of town, and I'll ask them, so what are you looking for? And some of them will say, I want to know what's here. My clients want to know what's here. So I'm really hoping that they're going to come across, yeah. And for all the galleries in Pioneer Square, too.
So you've been talking about how Seattle artists are overlooked. Why isn't Seattle recognized in the visual arts world? It does have a reputation for theater, has a reputation for dance.
I think that why Seattle doesn't have a larger collector base is a mystery to a lot of people. The question of, like, well, we have a lot of tech money, how come they don't buy art, is out there all the time. I don't know, you know, but I do know that Seattle doesn't think of itself as a culture town. Seattle thinks of itself as a place from which you go hiking on the weekends. And I think that's awesome, but it's really incomplete. So you kind of end up with this weird distortion of, like, what? There are artists in Seattle? Like, what? That's crazy. Or these, like, dumb stereotypes. Like, oh, they're all mystics. And are they all into the landscape? And so I think we have really, like, per capita, we have exactly the same situation as any city, right? Obviously. Like, does Seattle have any good artists? Like, well, does any city have any good artists? I mean, it's the same question.
We'll expect to see you there with a big arrow pointing towards the King Street Station and all the Pioneer Square galleries, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a critic, I'm in such a weird position because it's like, obviously, I'm not here to cheerlead for every single thing that gets made here. That's certainly not my role. But I am, I think I'm probably just as tired as anybody of people who express such absolute surprise that there's anything of interest here. It's absurd. You know, it's a silliness, right? So I think that when people make little discoveries of artists who work hard all the time, I'll be glad whether I kind of can see the value in that particular work or not.
Jen Graves writes about visual art for The Stranger. She's covering the inaugural Seattle Art Fair. It starts tonight. Out of Sight starts an hour later at the King Street Station.